The Twins going for their third consecutive win, taking on the White Sox. Jose Berríos on the hill for Minnesota. Pick up the action in the third, getting some run support. 1-0 Twins. Eddie Rosario looking for more, facing Derek Holland.
Rosario with a drive to left. It's high and deep and gone, a home run.
Yeah, terrific at bat by Eddie Rosario.
Not on 2-0. The pitch hit to center. Buxton leaping and making the catch. Byron Buxton streaking to the gap. One away. To center. And Angle retreats. Still going back. He's not going to get there. Vargas being waved around third. Adrianza to third.
The 0-2 got him looking on a breaking ball. The 2-2 struck him out swinging. And here's the pitch. Check swing. He went strike three in the dirt. And Berríos strikes out the side. Rosario leads off as he swings and skies to center and deep. Angle back. Angle at the wall. It is up and gone. A home run. Multi-homer night for Rosario.
The Twins hammer the White Sox for their third straight victory. Manager Paul Molitor spoke after.
That was a really good game. You know, I think Jose had one of his better games. You know, he's thrown some pretty impressive ones along the way, but when you think about just command and being able to put guys away, the strikeouts, I think he got stronger. You know, didn't want to come out of the game after seven, but with a long half inning and the score getting spread out a little bit, and we went ahead and got him out. It was, you know, we made plays. A lot of guys contributed with the bats, and, you know, about as good as you can draw it up. So put ourselves in a position tomorrow to come out and try to, you know, finish the sweep and continue to start a good homestand.
How did you see Jose establishing his fastball and work off of that?
I think he's just learned how to use it a little bit better, especially when he's got the feel. You can tell when he tries to get a little more run on it, you know, just watching the gun and watching the swings and watching the catcher. But then when he wanted to hump up, he had a little bit in the tank, too. He saw some 95s and a 96 along the way, too. Breaking ball was better, I think, than we've seen it in the last two or three starts. I thought he had it working really well. Didn't need his changeup all that much, but he had, you know, he just had the command of those couple pitches, and it was enough for him to get through seven innings rather cleanly.
Eddie Rosario launches two home runs. He has 9 in the month of August. He talked to the media after the game.
It's a pitcher lefty. I want to try to stay inside to the ball, to hit into the left field. I have good opportunity to take RBI. I want to try to good contact to the ball. That's it.
Your parents are here, right?
Yeah.
And they don't get to come to very many games. What does it mean to you to have this kind of game with them in the stands tonight?
I'm happy. I know my family here is very happy. And long time you know, see me. I take good food in the morning, but I'm happy. Yeah, very happy.
Brian Dozier finishes with 4 hits and 2 RBIs in the victory.
It all started with Berríos doing his thing. I think the turning point of the game, I think it's the third or fourth inning. He hit Abreu, ended up giving up a hit, first and third, one out, then a big punch out with Davison up there, and then walked the next guy, and then another big punch out with the bases loaded. Up 3 runs. That was kind of the turning point, and you saw his emotion. He's a competitor on the mound, but it all started with him. The bats kind of came alive, I guess, towards the end of the game, but everything kind of flowed pretty well.
Well, you mentioned the bats. You had 4 hits. The team had 16. Rosario had 2 home runs. Aroy Adrianza had 2 triples.
Yeah.
I know there are just nights like that. Is there any explanation or rhyme or reason as to why they sometimes are all clicking at once?
Well, for a while now, we have a lot of guys pretty much, we talked about this earlier the other day, that pretty much everybody 1 through 9 is seeing the ball pretty well right now. And then if somebody doesn't get the job done, and you kind of pick the next guy up, but you kind of feed off one another. We got a great group of guys that do that very well, and we're very resilient. And, you know, it's kind of you got to have that, especially down the stretch. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to walk people. You're going to strike out in big situations. But when you got your brother next to you coming up behind you, he picks you up, that's pretty special.
I've asked you so many times about how fun this is this season, to be winning games, be in the chase. Now, the Yankees lost 2 today, dropped the doubleheader. So you guys are not only in control of the second wild card, you're within 1 of the first. So how much fun is that?
Well, the fact when you're playing meaningful games in September, that means a lot within itself. I told everybody, you know, everybody's like, don't look at, see what's happening with other teams and stuff, just win. Well, we get all that. We're all grown men and stuff. We get that. But at the same time, it's fun. It's fun to always check the other scores and stuff like that. That's what you play for. You got to look. And that's what you play for, especially this time of year. But all in all, we're still gunning for Cleveland. So.
The Twins go for a sweep of the White Sox on Thursday, Bartolo Colon on the hill.